Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us from across the globe. Welcome to another episode of The Doctors Are In here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. This is Dax Carlisle. I'm a tarot advisor, numerologist, hypnotherapist, and life coach coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me as always is my fabulous co-host, certified life coach and spiritual teacher, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, live from Berkeley, California. Hello, Rose.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? So great to be here. We haven't been here in a week or two?
Right. Well, you know, towards the end of summer, we take some breaks, and the holidays, you know, we do some breaks here and there. There was a lot going on last weekend. We had Halloween, of course, right? But it was also my partner Doug's birthday as well. It was the birthday of the Tarot Guild. It was our 16th anniversary. We're now in our 17th year of the Tarot Guild.
Yes. Wow.
I really feel old now. We've been doing this for so long. Soon it's going to be 20 years. I'll be like, oh my God, I've been doing this for 20 years. Wow. But it's good to be back on the air with you, Dr. Rose. Here we are. We are that show that you call in and we always, every Friday, have open lines, and we do life coaching and mini readings, tarot, numerology, all show long. Sometimes we have a topic, but today's show is open lines and readings and life coaching all show long.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, no topic today. No topic. We're going to do the card of the day and the numerology of the day, but we're going to just jump in and start taking phone calls here in just a sec, you know, and speaking of that, if you're just tuning in, you can give us a call at 714-816-4628. Now, as soon as you get through, remember to press 1 on your dial pad. What that's going to do is put you into the caller queue. And we take the calls in the order that they came in, so you want to stay on the line there and hold your spot, because if you call back in, it's going to pop you to the bottom of the list. That's right. So hold your spot there. If you've dialed in and you haven't pressed 1 on your dial pad yet, please do that. I see callers without their hand raised, so to speak. So if you're just listening to the show, that's fine too. You can dial in that number and just listen. If you're out and about running around, just don't press 1. And you can just listen to the show. But if you want to be live on air, be sure to press 1 on your dial pad. Let me give out the number again, Rose. It's 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. And you can call in. It's open lines. You can just chat with us. You can tell us what's on your mind. You can also ask questions. You know, between Dr. Rose and I, we have pretty much everything covered. Life coaching and tarot and energy healing, hypnosis, EFT, Reiki, psychic development. I'm trying to think of what I missed. Numerology. I mean, we've got it all covered.
On. And we'll have some new topics next year too. That's going to be fun. Dax and I are talking about that now.
Oh yes, yes. We're going to get into some interesting stuff. Well, we got a cool topic coming up next week as well. We're going to get into the flow. We're going to talk about the flow of abundance. What that means. Yeah, that's going to be fun. That'll be a quick, short one, though, and we're going to go right to phone lines after that. And you can also join us on the chat post. That's right. There's folks over there on our Facebook group. We use the Psychic Talk Radio one. We actually have two. We have the Psychic Talk Radio group. There's a group and a page, so like the page, join the group. There's also the Tarot Guild one. There's a Tarot Guild page, like the page, and join the group. Got like 6,300 members on the Tarot Guild group, and you'll find our chat post on the Psychic Talk group. And what you do is you just go into the comments on that post and use it like a chat room. And just like calling in, you can comment, talk to other listeners, talk to the host, ask questions, even request a mini reading right. And the easy way to get there, we actually set up a URL for it. So every day that there's a show, you just open a new tab in your browser, you type in psychictalk.net/chat, and that's going to take you right to the chat post for that show that day. So once again, open a new tab in your browser, type in psychictalk.net/chat. That's going to take you right to our chat post. And I believe we actually already have questions. Sandy's in there. Sandy asked a question. So we'll be doing her question, pull some cards. We'll be taking phone calls.
And
just a couple minutes. Go ahead.
And there's Sharona and Charlotte saying hello. Hey, you guys, how are you? Missing you guys greatly.
Oh, wow. That's great. I didn't even see them in there on the chat post. This thing doesn't refresh. So what I have to do is every time I look at the chat post, I have to refresh the page to get the new comments. It used to just pop the comments in. Now, I don't know, Facebook is having a glitch here, and you have to refresh. But hi, Charlotte. I'm going to say hi, Charlotte, and hi, Sharona. And, I also want to mention that our Saturday show was on break two for the Halloween weekend. So Mary will be on tomorrow with her show. There's a Rock for that. And I think she's talking about topaz and doing crystal mini readings. And then her and I will be back with Tarot Today Radio the following Saturday. So in 2 weeks from tomorrow. Yeah, just a little heads up on what's going on there. And then the card of the day. Okay, so I got the Five of Swords. People don't like it when you get to the five cards in tarot. Five's the chaos number in numerology. But swords are thoughts and ideas. And so although this card is often about, you know, defeat, loss, failure, negative thoughts, attitudes, winning at the expense of others, things like that, today it's talking about actually communication problems, which is another meaning of the card that people don't talk about a whole lot. It perfectly lines up with the numerology of the day, Dr. Rose, which is November 6th, 2020. So that's 11-6-2020. You add up all those numbers, you get 12. 1 + 2 = 3. 3 is creativity and communication. Combined with the Five of Swords, the possibility for communication problems, you really want to be tuning into your communications with other people today and how you come across. You know, think before you say, right, Rose?
Yes, that's right.
Yep. Think about what you're going to say before it comes out of the lips. Yeah, you know. And it's also a 6 day. And 6 in numerology, it's the return to balance and harmony after the chaos of 5. 5 is a nice high energy number, you know, like this Five of Swords here. High energy, it's the number of the adventurer. You can get a lot done when you have that 5 energy. But the other side of the coin is it can spiral down into chaos very quickly, the chaos number there. So 6. Six is actually when you return, when you get out of that state, get into the energy of 6, you have a return to balance. You know, 6 is 3 and 3. There's that balance there. Think of it that way. 6 is also about hearth and home, about your home and your family, things like that. And, you know, we're talking so much about communication with the Five of Swords and it being a 3 date, the whole date reduces to 3 energy. You want to pay attention to your communication with family and at home. And it's a good day to really, you know, not necessarily take any risks or do anything big or sign contracts or anything like that. It would be much better to do things at home with that six energy, maybe rearrange the furniture, maybe you've had a project, you know, that little revitalization you've wanted to do to the house for a while, you know, or one of the rooms or a particular wall or even out on in your garden, you know, your yard, things mm-hmm. like that. Yeah, just work on that kind of stuff, yeah.
Right.
So that's it. Yeah, that's the numerology and the card of the day. And let's see. So while we're giving people time to call in on the phone line at 714-816-4628, we're going to take a look real quick at Sandy's question here. So she wants to ask about the opportunities for her to connect with a guy that she noticed a couple of times at work. He works in a different mm-hmm. department. I think he's cute. But I don't know if he's younger or even able or willing to connect. Well, you know, the first thing that popped in my mind without pulling any cards is like, did you even talk to this person?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, Sandy. You know, it can be difficult sometimes. Like in my past, relationships or having a love relationship was so big, you almost felt like you would die without, you know, if you couldn't achieve it or if you get rejected or something like that. You know, it became this big thing, you know. And what I recommend is just to, I mean, my recommendation before you pull the cards, Dax, obviously, like you said, is go talk to him. Strike up a conversation. Don't try to put a lot into it. Like, oh, is he going to be my one true love or blah, 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 or what if he doesn't talk to me? Don't worry about that. Just, you won't know until you actually engage him in conversation. You know, maybe just start off with, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. You know, and then strike up a conversation. Try to get on the same elevator he's on or whatever it is that people are doing these days. You know, wave at him from the cubicle. Hey, how you doing? Meet him at the water cooler. Something. You know, you have to, and you want to engage. And I'm just saying that, you know, I've been like that where I want to know whether mm-hmm. that person's going to be receptive. No, just go ahead. Don't put a lot into it and go ahead up there. And if he doesn't say anything or he doesn't respond or whatever the situation is, so what? Move on. There are other people in this world. It could be exciting, though. You could learn something about him. He could become a love interest, or he may not be a love interest, but he could be a really cool person to know, you know? But as
exactly.
You said, just go and talk to him. Say hello. At least be
right.
You know, try to show a friendly face and see how he responds. That'll let you know whether or not this is someone you want to connect
mm-hmm.
with. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they say, you know, you get a gut instinct intuition in the first, you know, 30 seconds. I mean, I don't know about that, but, you know, for me, you know, 2 to 5 minutes of, it only takes me 2 to 5 minutes of talking to somebody, and you know, I get a gut instinct about the person. A lot of it has to do with hearing their voice and the vibration, the energy. You'll pick up on all. You know, they say like 80-90% of all communication is non. It's all physical. Physical
nice.
Cues, and in addition to body language, like body language, but in addition to body language, there's the different qualities of the voice and the energy that you get from that. You're going to get a gut instinct just from and you may never have heard his voice, so you're not going to know unless you go up and talk to him, right? So this is all before pulling the cards, folks. You know, and there's other
right.
factors here too. You don't have to make it like this whole big deal thing. It could just be simply, you know, hi, you know, my name is Sandy. What's your name? I don't think I've met you yet. What department do you work in? You know, even if you know what department he works in, pretend you don't, you know, and get him started talking. What's your sun sign? When were you born? You know, get a little bit of detail. And I'm I'm actually saying that on purpose, specifically, Rose, because I pulled cards, and there's actually two individuals showing up. And
oh, wow.
She mentioned, you know, right. And Sandy mentioned, you know, I'm not sure if he's maybe younger than me. You know, find out, because one of these individuals is the Knight of Coins, which would be somebody either the same age or younger. And then you've got the King of Wands, who could also be the same age but potentially older, or at least in their outlook and maturity. Okay. And the only way you're going to figure this out is by talking to the guy, right? And finding out when he was born. So the Knight of Coins, the Knight of Pentacles, Pentacles is the Earth suit. So we're talking somebody here that would be perhaps an Earth sign. So a Taurus, a Virgo, or a Capricorn. Okay. Now the other person is the King of Wands. Wands is that fire energy. And fire, of course, is Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. So by talking to the guy and finding out if he's a Sag or a Taurus or a Corn or an Aries, you're going to be able to figure out which we're talking to. And it's kind of important because here in the spread, you've got the Knight of Coins and then the Queen of Swords, and that's Sandy. The Queen of Swords has her back to the Knight of Coins, and she's facing the King of Wands. So she actually has her hand stretched out towards the King of Wands, and the King of Wands is facing her face on, whereas the Knight is behind her looking at her back. So that gives you a visual right there without even having to interpret much, right? So if you find out, you know, is this guy the King of Wands or is this guy the Knight of Coins? You got to find that out, you know. So if he's the Knight of Wands, you know, this could be a very positive indication. If it's the Knight of Coins, what it means is there's somebody else. There's somebody else out there. And there's let me just give you the qualities, because that's another part of this is, you know, it's not hard and fast that if it's one of the pentacles, it's going to be an earth sign, or one of the wands, it's going to be a fire sign. Could be somebody that just has those kind of attributes, you know. So let's take a look at the Knight of Pentacles, the Knight of Coins. So this is somebody that's practical and sensuous and patient and methodical, progressive, slow and steady, hard work, sensible, you know, takes the sensible course, dependable, has conviction, things like that. Now, the Knight of Wands, on the other hand, remember, this person's a little more mature. He's a gentleman. He's a good father, passionate, or would make a good father, passionate, generous, fair-minded. Typically, they're an entrepreneur, resolute, has the ability to negotiate, integrity, motivation. You know, with the fire energy, that's following your passion. So, yeah, there's a lot of motivation there. So that's another way you may figure out which of these two gentlemen we're talking about that may or may not be, but one of these people may or may not be the fellow you're talking about. I mean, I get the feeling he's the Knight of Coins. That's just my gut instinct, okay? But you want to go and you want to talk to him and find out some of these details and be able to figure out what's going on here. The King of Wands is going to be much better for you, whoever that person may be. It may be somebody you already met or have yet to meet. The Nine of Wands also shows up. There's another fire card. And it's a card of eventual victory and plans coming to fruition and resolve. It's a good health card, things like that. Now, in this card, the figure in the card has a bandage on his arm, bandage on his head. You know, he's got the war wounds. And then right behind him, he's holding on to this one wand. It's actually a staff, and he's got these other staffs in the ground lined up behind him. And that's all of his experiences and skills, and it's showing that Sandy has the skills.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, she has the battle wounds from previous relationships.
Oh, don't we all?
And
don't feel
yeah,
too bad,
and
Sandy. We all have that.
we all have that, but it's giving a clue as to this, because the individual in the Nine of Wands card is actually looking at cards, Sandy and these two guys. All right. Mm-hmm. And so what it's talking about is, you know, basically what I mentioned in the beginning, and what you went more in depth into, Dr. Rose, about, you know, don't let previous relationships and all these things hold you back. It doesn't have to be an instant connection. It doesn't have to be, you know, a deep thing. You just meet the person, talk to the person, get to know them a little bit, keep it really casual.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there you go, Sandy. That is what is coming up in the cards for you. I hope that helped you out. And let me refresh the page here on the chat post at psychictalk.net/chat. You can join us in there.
And Sandy, I'm going to give you a little homework. Try to at least walk by the person, wave, smile. I mean, it's hard, you know, if you're wearing a mask and you're smiling, you know, obviously.
That's hard.
You know, engage on some level. You know, eye contact, just wave, say hello, good morning, good afternoon, you know, whatever it is. And just start that process, you know, because a lot of this we can't necessarily tell. Engage and see what happens and see how you feel about it, you know. Ask them, just be like, what do they call this? Hi, how are you? How's your day? Or just say, hi, nice weather we're having, you know, or terrible weather we're having. Make it light, but engage, okay? That's your homework, and we want to hear from you next week about what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if
yeah.
If you're meeting on Zoom, you can actually send a private chat message to someone, you know. Like, you know, be professional, of course, but especially if it's a professional.
Yeah, I think
hey,
I get the feeling. I get the feeling she's in person at her work, so I don't think that it's a Zoom issue. But anyway, that's just the intuition
right.
I'm
well,
getting on that.
That message was for other people who are you know not who are maybe doing the Zoom business meetings, and there's somebody that they're attracted
mm-hmm.
to. Yeah.
Do a little private little thing. Yeah, just don't hit the wrong button and send it to the wrong person or something. Anyway, so there you go, Sandy. And everybody out there listening, you can do it just like Sandy. You can pop into the chat post and pop a question in there. And, you know, as soon as we check on the chat post and get that, you know, we'll read it live on air, and we will pull cards and do some life coaching right here air for you. So it's psychictalk.net/chat. And remember, that's good for all of our shows. This is something new that we've been experimenting with for the last few weeks, doing the chat room this way. People were having trouble getting into the chat room here and there on the Tarot Guild website, thetarotguild.com. And so we said, okay, well, everybody's on Facebook. We'll just, you know, do these chat posts and give it a whirl, see what happens. If it doesn't work out, you know, we will try a different solution, you know, but pop over there, psychictalk.net/chat. Remember, open a new tab in your browser so you're still listening to the show here. If you're listening via your computer, and you can go over there to the chat post on Facebook, and you can chat with us there and ask for a mini reading right there. But we're going to go to the phone lines now. We'd much rather talk to you and hear your voice, like I mentioned earlier. Speaking of the Tarot Guild site, though, I wanted to mention real quickly that our Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shows, the weekend shows, are sponsored by the Tarot Guild. We've been the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professional readers since 2004. Like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, just had our 16th birthday on Halloween. Halloween, October 31st, 2004 is when we started the Tarot Guild, and we're now in our 17th year with the Tarot Guild over
Woo-hoo!
There. And by the way, Rose, I wanted to remind everybody that last year last October 31st, it was our 15th anniversary, and we decided to create a whole new website. But instead of just doing a website, we've done a whole new social networking platform. Just like the other social media websites out there, you know, the big names, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, all those kind of things. We have all the same features on thetarotguild.com now. And so that website is a year old now as well. It's the anniversary of our new website. You can join it for free. In fact, thetarotguild.com/signup will take you right up to the sign-up page. You can sign up with – there's a Facebook button. I think there's Twitter, Google. You can sign up with your social media, or you can sign up with your email address and a password, and you can use all the features free. So just like on the big social media websites, we've got friending. You can friend each other. You can do private messaging. There's a chat room where you can do chat. There's status updates. We have an activity feed. You can just pop in how you're feeling, what's going on. I just bought this new deck. I'm trying out this new spread. You can share stuff right there on the main page there in the activity feed. You get your own profile page, which has a customizable section. So if you're a professional reader, you could pop in there information, how to contact you. You could even put in buttons for people to buy readings from you, and then just give out the URL to your profile page. As you don't even, if you don't have a website, you're just starting out as a tarot reader, you don't even need to get a website. You could be there for free on the Tarot Guild website and use that as well. And of course, we have forums, we have groups, we have a video section, we have an event section. It's just fantastic. I think, you know, we're only just getting started, and you know, we have thousands of Tarot Guild members, but we're still trying to get everybody onto the new website. We're up to about 288 people on the website now, Rose.
Oh, nice.
Awesome sauce. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that in addition to being able to join the guild free, join the website free and take advantage of this wonderful platform we've created for you, you can also join the Premium Pro membership, which includes your CTR certified tarot reader certification. Is that first level of certification is included, discounts on higher levels of certification. You get your membership certificate, and once you go through the certification, of course, you get a CTR certificate as well, plus other discounts, and you'll be listed on our professional leaders section on the website as well. It's thetarotguild.com/readers. And let's see what else. So you'll have access to special groups. And what we're doing for fall, our fall special, is that when you join the premium membership, you get my Tarot by the Numbers Tarot and Numerology Certification course free. You can enroll in the course free. It's a $78 value. We normally charge $78 for that. But when you sign up as a member of the Tarot Guild, you're going to get that included. And you go to thetarotguild.com. And you're going to find out all the information right there on the website. And if you have any questions, just, you know, contact me on social media. Go to my page, thetarotguild.com/DAX, with all my contact information is on there. And also, if you want a private reading, you can book a private reading right there on my page, thetarotguild.com/DAX. So that's all the announcements here. Let's see. So I think we'll take a phone call. Then we're going to do Dr. Rose is going to be doing the upcoming shows on the network. We got a lot of great shows coming up for you, and we'll be taking more calls for the rest of the show. It's going to be called. So let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 651. Hello, hello, caller, are you there?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I was just wondering if you could do a general reading for me just to see what spirit has to say. Is that okay?
Let's see. Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Although I do want to, for everybody listening out there, especially if you're calling in, because we're on the radio and we only have a couple of minutes, I generally like to take 40 minutes to do a general reading because we're going to, you know, delve into some cards. Then questions are going to arise. We're going to pull more cards. More questions will arise. We're going to pull more cards. It takes time. Okay, so a lot of people, a lot of our hosts are, you know, happy to just do a quick general reading, you know, and but I prefer a really solid question. So start thinking about that if you're in the caller queue right now. You know, what's my burning question? What I found on radio, and Rose, you've noticed this through our shows all this time, all these years that we've been on here, that when people call in and they go, can I get a general reading? Can I just can you just tell me what's coming up, you know, or a message from the universe, a message from spirit, whatever. If you talk to them for, you know, less than 30 seconds, you find out they actually have a burning question. There's always a burning question, yes. So think about it now. If you're sitting there in the caller queue, we're going to get to your call shortly. Think about it. What's your burning question? Hit us up with your burning question. Now, I'm going to pull cards here. We're going to take a look for Christiana and, you know, just see what we see here, you know. And right off the bat, the central focus is the Justice card. It's a card of harmony and balance and equanimity and arbitration and resolution of conflicts. It can indicate legal procedures. You know, there's a lot of things about the Justice card. What I'm getting here, though, is as soon as I looked at the card, the first thing I was drawn to was the scales that she's holding. And the message I'm getting, I really feel what the tarot wants you to know, Christiana, is that you've got to strike more balance in your life. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. I feel pretty good right now. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like I could use a little bit more balance in certain areas of my life.
Yeah. If you sit down and just be quiet with yourself for like 5 minutes, take some deep breaths, you know, you don't have to do a fantastic meditation or nothing like that. You know, just be quiet with yourself and think about your life and think about the different areas of your life, you know, career and work and business and, you know, relationships and home and relatives and your health and all the different areas of your life. You're going to get a feeling that you have focus on one or more of those and one of the other ones may be lagging. And so that's what the tarot is saying. The tarot is saying that you need to bring that back into balance a little bit more.
Okay.
And it's gonna take a little bit of alone time, like I was just mentioning. The Hermit card is actually showing up, and this is a card about wise counsel, either sought or taken. It's a card of also taking a step back, thinking outside the box, getting outside of your comfort zone, taking a look at everything and reevaluating from a distance what's going on in your life. And in fact, the Hermit card is to the right of the Justice card, which is the central focus. And he's holding out his lantern. He's shining his light of wisdom, you know, right on what the central focus is, this balance. It's all right there in the card. And you may benefit from seeking some wise counsel. Now, it doesn't have to be necessarily a practitioner you go to. It could just be, you know, a girlfriend or some friend of yours that you appreciate their wisdom and you feel comfortable talking to about things, and you might get some insight from bringing a third party in as to the balance in your life going on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that shows up, a lot of major arcana cards. So this is very like, when you get a lot of majors, it's really life altering. And the Fool card shows up, and this is a card about, you know, new beginnings. And you didn't ask about a specific area, but when you do this evaluation through the Hermit card of the balance going on with the Justice card, things will start to come to light to you. And I want you to remember this. And so once you go and start doing that, and you're seeing the areas of your life and what's out of balance, or also what needs to be done, things you might have been stuck in, I want you to remember the Fool card. Because when you get to that point, you're going to go, oh, that's what Dax was talking about, okay? Which, you know, in the couple minutes we have here, we can't go too deep into it, but the Fool card is literally about making the leap, taking a leap of faith, and new beginnings in one or more areas of your life. And it's basically the tarot, the message comes from the tarot is to go for it. Make the leap.
Okay.
So does that help you out? Any of that resonate with you?
Yeah, definitely think I need to focus on my health more and make sure I eat right and get more exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
awesome.
Something I could bring into balance. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great way to start out the show. So we are going to go back to the phone lines in just a minute. We've got 215 coming up. We've got area code 520 coming up. We have area code 401 coming up. That opens another line, by the way, at 714-816-4628 if you want to dial in right now and get your spot in the caller queue so we can get to you before the end of the hour. We're going to be ending the show in about 24 minutes here. So give us a ring now, 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. If you're Skyping in, open the Skype app, open the dial pad, press 1. And, of course, alternatively, if you can't call in, maybe you're listening at work and you're not allowed to, you know, like call in on the phone. That's okay. You can type to us. Yes. Jump in the chat. Jump in the chat post with us at psychictalk.net/chat. And I'm going to go over there and check the chat post, see if there's any new questions. Meanwhile, Dr. Rose, what's coming up on the network? We got some great shows.
Well, we have an exciting week coming up tomorrow. We have Mary Brown doing her There's a Rock for That series. And what she'll be talking about is cleansing and charging your crystals. And the crystal guest that's going to be there is Topaz. So that show starts at 11 a.m. Again, it's Mary Brown with There's a Rock for That. So 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern. All of our shows are at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern, just by the way. On Sunday, with Sharona Rapsick and the Magic Universe, she's going to be having open line, angel Reiki, and free tarot readings for the whole show. So for those of you, if you don't get a chance to have a mini reading here with Dax and a little bit of life coaching from me, then Sunday is a great time to visit Sharona Rapsick, and she can give you your reading there. And then on Monday, we have Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs. And then on Wednesday, we have the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with host Catherine Hahn. And she's going to be doing a show called You Are Created in the Image of the Divine. So it's just a wonderful opportunity. Oh, I love that. You know, I'm going to catch that on next Wednesday. So that sounds like a great show. And then, of course, the following Friday, the doctors are in, Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax, yours truly. And, well, I'm actually Dr. Rose, and, you know, the other person is Dr. Dax. Just kidding. We're going to be doing Following the Flow of Abundance. Like, how do you get yourself aligned with the flow of abundance where things are just happening easily and you're getting all these opportunities, these doors are just opening for you, money is just coming in. How does that happen? And that's what we're going to talk about on next Friday's show. So that's our week in a nutshell. So So we don't have a show on Tuesday and Thursday, but we have a show for every other day of the week. So make sure that you join us at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And that's it.
That's right. All of our shows, you know, we used to have shows at all different times, but without us planning it, somehow, miraculously, all the shows we have now are 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern in the U.S., 7 p.m. London, U.K. So it's really cool.
Nice.
It's always the same time, you know, and like Rose said, you know, Tuesday and Thursday, we currently don't have a show, but we're looking for hosts to fill those days, you know. But it's almost every day of the week. I mean, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, come and join us here. Sharona's show actually on Sundays, by the way, is every other Sunday. So I did want to mention that the show that's on the opposite Sundays, Angelic Realms with Maria Moss, is supposed to return in 2021. So January, February,
mm-hmm.
She just moved to Florida with her husband, Artie. And they have a gorgeous house. I saw it on Facebook, and they're getting all settled in. And so hopefully she'll be back on the air, hopefully starting in January, right around January,
nice.
February 2021. Yeah. So I did want to mention that. Oh, I also did want to mention that the Tarot Today radio show with Mary Brown and I it's typically the second, third, and fourth Saturdays, because the first Saturday is what you were just telling folks about. Dr. Rose,
mm-hmm.
She does her There's a Rock for That show once a month on the first Saturday. And then we do it, her and I. Sometimes there's a fifth Saturday. Sometimes we take it off. Sometimes we don't. But it's all there in the schedule. PsychicTalk.net/upcoming. That page has everything on it going into December. But I did want to mention that next Saturday, when Mary and I return with our next Tarot Today radio show, after having been off for a few weeks, we're going to have on special guest Mark Baum, the creator, or one of the creators anyway, of the Star Trek Tarot. And I am just nerding out over this. I am totally nerding out. I'm a big... I'm a big Trekker, Star Trek fan, Star Wars fan too, but I'm a big Star Trek fan, been a Star Trek fan since like the late 60s, early 70s, you know. So, yes, I'm old. And we'll be doing open lines and tarot mini readings in the second half of the show, but the first half of the show we're going to have Mark on and talk about his fabulous new deck. It's the first ever – there's been other attempts – but this is the first officially sanctioned by, you know, the people that own the trademark of Star Trek, which I think is Disney now. It was Paramount, and now I think Disney actually owns everything that's Star Trek. Yeah, and it's the first officially licensed Star Trek tower deck. And it's actually really good. You know, that's the other thing. It's like, okay, you know, really want theme decks like this. If you're into a particular theme, you like the baseball tarot or the Hello Kitty tarot, you know. And for me, it would be Star Wars, Star Trek, you know. But is it actually a good deck? And this one is fantastically done. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be Saturday, November 14th. We're really looking forward to that. Okay. So let's see. I'm not seeing any new questions on the chat post at psychytalk.net/chat. Just saying hi to Charlotte and Sharona and Sandy and so forth in there. So we will go back to the phone lines here, 714-816-4628. We have time to take a few more calls. 215 has been waiting the longest, so we'll go to that call first. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Natalie, I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Natalie. Gosh, I wish you guys would finish counting votes already. Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm from near Philly myself. We're patiently waiting
yeah.
for Philly, you know. Get those numbers out, folks, you know. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, I guess. So, I guess my burning question would be, I really want to know if me and my ex are going to rekindle things. I'm about to be given birth in a month, and he's going to be spending the hospital stay with me, and I kind of been like missing him, and I've been thinking about him a lot, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you know, it really looks like it. I mean, out of five cards, I'm getting four yeses, two of which are major arcana cards. No, three of them are major arcana cards. So it's really strong indication that this is a very, very definite possibility. Very definite possibility. Now, that said, there's always a caveat, right? There's always a caveat. So the central focus card is the devil card. And the devil card in tarot is, it's about attachment. And so what it's doing is it's giving you a pre-warning that you're still a little, and him probably too, too attached to the previous relationship and the way things were. Either the way things were that you want it to be again or the way things were that you don't want it to be. Either way, subconsciously, you have this attachment. And so, again, the Hermit card comes in, just like with our first caller. And the Hermit card, you know, is talking about, you know, seeking wise counsel and also, you know, just you yourself taking some time, alone time, you know, shut off the computer, shut off the phone, you know, get away from the cat, the dog, family, whatever. Get alone and take 5 minutes. You know, and think outside the box, step outside of your comfort zone, and also just take some time to look at the whole situation and how you really feel. And it's hard to do it ourselves. That's why the other half of the Hermit card is talking to a third party that has a Dr. Rose, help me out here. What kind of a perspective am I talking about? Where they don't have a, you know what I mean?
Sure.
A third party that doesn't have a vested interest. What do they call that? There's another term for it, and I can't it's escaping me right now.
Oh,
you know,
I just know about third party. Yeah.
Third party. Yeah. They're unbiased. You know, you want to find somebody that's unbiased that can give you a third party perspective. Okay, but also you want to do it yourself. You know, you want to think about it. And like I said, this devil card showing up as a central focus, the connection there, the attachments that you're still clinging to, you're probably totally unaware of this. This is probably subconscious. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to have to work on this a bit and let go of those attachments because. Like I said, it's a strong possibility. It's it's not five yeses, but four yeses is still a strong yes that this could actually happen. But you have to start out like it's a brand new relationship.
Yeah, I think that would be hard for him.
And so you got to think about that. And also the Strength card shows up, which is love conquers all. But so there's a possibility. But also. For you personally, that inner fortitude to be able to do that. And if he's going to have trouble with it, he may also need the third party, you know, the Hermit wise counsel as well as getting in touch with the fortitude to start fresh. And it's going to require work and it's going to be a bit of a balancing act. You know, the Two of Pentacles shows up as an example, you know. And also look at the hidden aspects. The Seven of Swords talks about hidden aspects. Okay, so think about this for a minute. And by the way, swords are thoughts and ideas, okay? So these are the things that don't come right to you. They're not super obvious. And this happens all the time. When we think about, okay, well, you know, like someone has the baby coming and the baby father, but they're estranged, but... You know, should we get back together? And I'm having the feelings again. You know, we should get back to. But we forget about why we separated in the first place. Okay? So that has to be looked at and worked out And, you know, that's where that Two of Pentacles comes in. That all has to be dealt, fixed, and everything, and it has to be a fresh relationship. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. You're just going to have the same problems you had before.
Right.
So I hope that helps you out.
It does. Thank you.
That's great, Christiana. We wish you the best of luck.
Awesome sauce. Bye. That was Natalie. Bye, Natalie. Have a great weekend.
I'm so sorry.
That was Natalie.
Natalie.
Yeah. Christiana was the last one. Yeah.
Was the other
okay,
one. Yeah,
so,
I know. I apologize. I apologize, Natalie.
So we've got another 10 minutes before the top of the hour, so we're going to try to squeeze in one, maybe two, maybe even three calls if we could do them really fast. So, okay, I'm cranking up the tarot deck here to high speed, okay? And so have your burning question ready so we can do this real quickly. And first out of the gate is the next caller that's waiting the longest, area code 520. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hey,
Lisa.
I knew it was Lisa.
Thank you.
I knew you knew.
How
you doing?
That's why I'm calling you. I wanted to ask you, how am I doing? I'll put the question to you this way. My friend, I went to work out at the park with her, and she made me promise to go get a doctor's appointment because I keep experiencing dizziness. And mm-hmm. I made an appointment to go see the doctor, and I'm not going to see the doctor till Thursday. Maybe if I pose the question this way, do you see me coming out of the doctor's office happy? Relieved that they didn't find anything. I'm changing. I've been eating. Sorry?
I was just giggling. Yes. Go ahead.
I've just been real strict since this started happening with me,
mm-hmm.
with my diet. You know, I've just been eating. I got a vegan on Kindle edition. So I've just been concentrating on, vegetable broth and all raw vegetables and chickpeas and tofu, that kind of thing. Not just balanced. But anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, you know, just like with the previous caller, that Nine of Wands is showing up. You know, he's got the bandages on. You know, there's the issue. But the central focus card is Three of Cups, which is a card of celebration. So, yeah, you're going to come out of the doctor's office, and it's going to be happy, and you're going to be able to celebrate with family and friends. And it's going to be fine.
Oh.
Yeah. It's going to be fine.
Yay.
It's not like there isn't work to be done. In tarot, we call it bookending when the – card on the far left and the card on the far right of the spread interrelate, you know, and in this particular case, we're talking about the Six of Swords and the Knight of Coins, which are both cards about slow progress towards your goal. So it's
okay.
Not like there isn't work to be done. And I get this strong feeling you're actually going to be changing your diet multiple times. Or if you change diets, and then you may have to even get stricter on that diet, you know, but multiple changes are going to be happening with this. And I do get the feeling a lot of it is diet related, and that's really going to be able to help you in the long run. Of course, if you're going to see your primary care physician or a specialist, and they're, you know, an MD or an OD, you got to remember they had what, you know, 1-2 week course on nutrition. You know, don't expect to get the nutrition answers from them. You're going to have to do the work, the due diligence, put the research in yourself to get where you want to be. And you might even have to,
yeah.
to see an alternative practitioner that deals with that, you know. And I should always put that out when we're talking about health type questions, you know, we're not medical doctors. We're different kinds of doctors than that. We're not medical doctors, so we can't make medical diagnoses. We can't tell you what treatment to follow. You know, I'm just giving you a guideline of, you know, I'm feeling really good about this. You know, the Three of Cups is the central focus, celebration. You know, it's not as bad as it looks, but there's some work to be done. That Knight of Coins and that, you know, Seven of Swords, the swords, with that being thoughts and ideas, you know, that's, I feel, talking about the research, and it's going to take time. This is a slow moving boat. There's an Orman with think of Venice, you know, got the pole, you know, I mean, that's not a speedboat, folks, you know? Okay. So it's going to take time. You're going to have to research this. You may end up changing your diet a couple of times, and depending on, you know, what's going on with you. And hey, some people do really good on raw and vegetarian, and it clears up problems. Other people, problems, especially if it's inflammatory or, you know, anything to do with anything that's related to inflammatory, psoriasis, any of those kind of issues, they actually do better on the exact opposite of that. So a paleo or keto diet works better for those kind of folks. You know, so everybody's different. You got to experiment and you know, see what helps you. You know, I bring that up because Dr. Rose is, you know, what, you're a week into keto, Dr. Rose?
Yeah, and I'm feeling a lot better. Like, I used to have a lot of joint pain and whatnot. Now my joints are feeling great. You know, my ankles are not as swollen and things of that nature. And, you know, I'm a carnivore. I love eating animal fat. That's just my thing. And it works out well for me too. So, you know, it depends upon everybody. I really believe that everybody is different. Like, I think vegan is good for some people. I think carnivore is good for others. Maybe there's more of a balance in between for other folks. It's not going to be the same for everyone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just be in tune with your body. I mean, that's the thing that I've done, is that I noticed in about 3 days of being on keto, my body just felt better, and I was like, "Oh, that's strange." You know, you know, you'll also get a chance to see, like, when you eat certain things, and then how your body reacts. And you have to give your body some time, right? So a good 2 to 4 hours, because your body processes foods and things of that nature. It takes a little bit of time. Then you'll be able to gauge a little bit more about how you feel. You know, does this feel good for you? Because it could be other things that are going on, like you said, in terms of the diet part, there may be certain things that you're eating that your body's like, this doesn't work for me. So.
Right. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the call. We got to run because I want to squeeze another caller in for the end of the hour there, but it's great talking to you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yeah, Dax, I really thank you for looking into that on the psychic end of that and sharing with me your intuitive energy.
And now you got to call us back and tell us what happened after your appointment. Did you actually walk out of there with a smile on your face? And let us know how you're doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Awesome sauce.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Lisa. Yeah, we want to try to squeeze another call in for the end of the show here, but I did want to, you know, mention about that because you mentioned earlier in the show that we're going to have new things next year that we're going to be going into. Mm-hmm. And this is part of what we're going to be going into because, you know, the end of the year is coming up, the beginning of the new year, New Year's resolutions. One of the big ones is people want to get their health back on track. They want to lose weight.
Right.
A lot of people have a lot of weight and they need to lose it, you know, want to lose it more rapidly, you know, and we know keto is great for that. And so we're going to be focusing on that. The missing element with keto, like it is with everything, is that, you know, this is the thing that's going to help, but it doesn't matter what the diet is out there, whether it's keto or raw or whatever it is, they're all missing the psychological aspect.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Staying on the diet requires help in that area, and that's what we're going to help you with life coaching, hypnosis, NLP, EFT. That's what it's all about. So let's see if we can squeeze in. And, yeah, we're going to be starting that in January. And, you know, Dr. Rose is going through it right now, so we're going to have her results and everything. My God, one week on the diet, you know, and your joint pain is going away, you know, starting to slim down. You know, it's so cool. You know, I can't wait for a month, 2 months to go by, you know, and to see how it works for you. It's going to be great.
Same here. Yeah.
Let's see. So we're going to try to squeeze in area code 401. Caller, are you there?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. What's your name, hon?
My name is Carrie. I'm calling in from Rhode Island. How are you?
Did you say Terry or Carrie? Ohio. All righty. So what's going on with you? What's your burning question?
Well, the last two calls were great. I've definitely been experiencing issues, you know, having some old reconnections come into my life as well as questioning my health, but I'm just going through a transition.
Mm-hmm.
While I was on the phone listening, I checked my email and I've received another offer because I've put a property on the market. So this is just a time of sort of upheaval, not only for, I mean, with what's going on in the country, but, you know, moving like that, and also trying to discern, you know, again, having someone come in from 10 years ago, say, which is someone that was unexpected, it's just sort of making me slow down and question some things and stay grounded. So if you have any cards or messages that you want to, you know, pull, I appreciate that.
You are definitely going through a transition. So yeah, the death card shows up. And the death card is about one door closing and another door opening. You know, so yeah, and this is big. I mean, I'm getting a lot of major arcana cards. This is... It's been that way for everybody. I've gotten at least three major arcana cards in every spread, which is rare. And so a lot of this stuff that it's, you know, massive life change day, Dr. Rose, people calling in, you know. And so you're on the precipice of this whole new thing. Of course, we're coming up on the end of the year. It's perfect timing because going into 2021, that's going to be a 5-year. There's going to be a lot of energy. A lot of energy and adventure. You can really get things done in a 5-year. Okay. I don't know what your personal year is, but we don't have time to do it right now. But if you call back in on a show, just remind me, you know, I mean, I was that Carrie and can you do my personal year number? And we're actually going to have a whole show on this in January.
Oh, that's
where we do everybody's personal year number. Yeah. And so we see where you are in the 9-year cycle. Right. And, but you know, it's looking really positive because you have the death card, you're making this change, and then the sun card shows up. Hello, you know,
and I'm
can't be better. There you go. Yeah, that's another aspect to it as well. Yeah, it's always multi-layered. It's always multi-layered. And the fellow you were talking about, is he anything like a Taurus, a Virgo, a Capricorn, or an Aries?
No, he's a Leo.
He's a Leo like you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because there's two cards showing up that potentially might be a person coming in.
I'm leaving. We're separated, and he's been more of a Taurus, but he's a Pisces. You wouldn't know it. He's very mean.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, showing up here, you know, and the Knight of Coins, Knight of Pentacles, that's the Earth signs, you know, so that's Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. And this card, you know, showed up.
I just wanted to say that, not that they're mean, but he's just very bullheaded, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no.
He's made it difficult.
They are. They're bullheaded. Hello. You know. But, you know, this is talking about, because, you know, this came up for our previous caller. It's talking about, again, making progress, but it's slow, methodical. It's not instantaneous kind of stuff going on, right? And, you know, you might have a tendency to feel, you know, literally or figuratively out in the cold. And the tarot wants to point that out, you know, that your biggest problem is, you know, sticking to the perseverance, you know, having like a lack of faith. You know, you really need to get in touch with that aspect of it, because that's the central focus card, actually, is the Five of Pentacles. And we were talking about going into that five world year next year. And that's the main linchpin, so to speak, is that you have to change your mindset. And then things are going to be going the way you want them to go. And they're going to speed up. Having perseverance. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many unknowns, I think. So for me, it's just so many unknowns, you know, relocating. Where? You know, do I want to stay here? Should I think outside the box? Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of unknowns. But yeah, absolutely. Trusting more of my own inner dialogue, which I'm trying to discern through and not watch the news. You know, things are getting a little confusing
sure.
in the world today.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Plus, although, right. But plus for you, Carrie, but also for everybody listening, you know, because we're at the end of the show, I just want to remind everybody, we've got two more shows this weekend, you know, so same bat time, same bat channel, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, same phone number, 714-816-4628. Anybody out there listening, or Carrie, if you want to call back in and ask specific questions about those areas that you just talked about, you know, should I move, should I do, you know, Mary's great. She's going to be on tomorrow. Sunday is Sharona. She's great as well. And, you know, you might even get more insight.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you taking my call.
Awesome.
Oh, you're very
welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Best of luck to you.
Have a great rest of your weekend. And here we are. We're at the end of the show, Rose. And I know you got things to do, so we got to take off here. But I want to thank you for being here. It's so great to be back on the air with you. And thank our callers and our listeners. Any final words for
yes.
folks out there before we take off?
Well, you know, just hang in there, everybody. And what I mean by hang in there is that actually we have some great things coming up for the Doctors Are In show. Not just mm-hmm. in the new year, you know, of course, it's a new year, new topics and things of that nature to talk about. But there's some good stuff that is coming up this month, maybe even the next
right.
show. I've been playing
even
with
the very
idea
next
of,
show. That's just what I was thinking.
Right. Like I've been playing with the idea of having a medicine card for the day. So I have to do a little bit of a reading or whatnot. I was just talking to Dax about this right before the show. And I believe I'm going to move forward with that. So hopefully, next week I'll have a medicine card and for the show, for the day or the week. And, you know, I can talk mm-hmm. about that. And those of you who really enjoy the shamanism shows that I did, I really did enjoy that. It was a lot of fun. And I want to kind of pull more of that energy into our show. So that's coming up. So we got some new stuff that are shaking the Doctors In show up, and, you know, just hang with us. And, you know, of course, if there's ever something that you want to talk about or enjoy, come join us on the show. Call in or join us on the – go to our Psychic Talk Network Facebook group, and we have a post for every show. That we are
Rose?
Familiar with or know of, and you want to learn more about it,
cut out
ask us. We're here. We're here for you.
Absolutely, yeah. And also, you mentioned magic for magic and manifesting for 2021.
Yeah.
And you know, the next show next week about getting into the flow is all about manifesting abundance. You know, and I can't wait for you to come out with some really cool stuff on, you know, magic and, of course, the shamanism, the medicine cards, and, you know, that's going to be great.
Yes. Yeah, me too.
Awesome.
Yes.
All righty. Well, goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening, and thank you, Rose, and I'll see you next week.
See you next week, Dax. Have a blessed week, everybody. Take care.
Bye, everybody.